White guns? Tune into the Firearms Friday segment on the Michael Duke Show every Friday on AM 700 KBYR.
The Michael Duke Show, AM 700 KBYR news time is 8:21 a.m. Thanks for coming in and joining us. We continue on our journey of common sense, what we try and do every day. Now, a lot of us, if you're like me, you know, you'd love to go out and travel the world, but you really feel like you don't have a lot of money to be able to do that. I mean, I got five kids, so, I mean, all of us traveling, pretty tough. Even my wife and I getting out seems like it's a tall order on a budget. Russell Hannon was once just like us, putting off trips until next year because of the perceived costs, until he half-accidentally pulled off a string of trips that cost next to nothing. Now he's going to share his system of ultra-economical travel with the rest of the world. His new book called Breaking the Travel Barrier. He joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. So, you know, I mean, if I'm like you, I wanted to travel. I still want to travel the world and do lots of things. And I want to do it and be able to do it while I'm still young enough to enjoy it. But it seems like we run up against that small little hurdle of being able to do it for the right amount of money. How did you come across this travel tip?
Well, you know what? There's a myth that travel, it needs to be expensive, that it's inherently expensive. And actually, travel is an industry, and like any industry, and it's make a profit. And on average, I say we pay five times more than we need to while traveling, because the travel industry charges five times local cost of living. If you just take the average three-star hotel that goes for $150 a night compared to a one-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for maybe $900 a month or $30 a night, you're paying five times more than the local just to be in that hotel. And myself, I used to just settle for taking one big trip a year. I would save up for months at a time, get back, spend a few more months paying off the remaining balance. And at the same time, I worked in lean management, so I had to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. And I said, there's got to be a way that I can apply this word travel to travel more and spend less. So that's really the foundation of what I use to travel at a fraction of the going rate.
Well, you know, that makes sense when you think about it. Of course, you know, you start analyzing things like rent and things like that, but people are, I mean, how do I get a grip on that? I mean, I can't just call up and say, hey, I want to rent an apartment for 3 days or a week or, you know, 2 weeks or whatever. Maybe is it the new sharing economies and some of the other things that are allowing us to be able to access that?
Well, you know what? That's a good point that you mentioned. And there was the Airbnbs and the Couchsurfings of the world really kicked off a new trend, which is basically called the sharing economy, where people are basically offering services, in addition to even just the basic accommodations. And there's some websites that are up and rising. One of them is bookalocal.com. So it's book a local, but local is with a K and not a C.
Okay.
And you can find anything and everything that you're looking for on this website. People are offering everything from they're hosting people for dinners or taking people on tours of the cities that they live in. If you want to learn photography and also get a tour of Paris, there's locals that will do those sorts of things. And something I'm recommending as well, with summertime, there's all kinds of opportunities where, for example, there's thousands of universities all over the world that have empty dormitories. And many of them are trying to offset their costs by renting out their rooms. And I know all kinds of people doing this summer. London, England, one of the more expensive cities in the world, University of London has a bed and breakfast for £35 a night. And this is not really too far from the theater district in the West End. So that is, by like hands down, the best deal that you can find for accommodations in London, which includes breakfast. And that's probably about eight times cheaper than the average hotel there.
We're talking with Russ Hannon. He's written a book called Breaking the Travel Barrier. We're here on the Michael Duke Show on AM 700 KBYR. Russell, what's the biggest cost? Is it the airfare? Is that the biggest component of most travel?
Well, you know what? The longer your trip, the heavier the scale weighs toward your accommodations. If you're taking a little weekend trip and you're going far away, then it's going to be the cost of your flights. And from Alaska, well, quite often you're talking about significant cost for flights. So that said, there's no single website that'll give you the best price 100% of the time for flights, but there's a few that return better prices more often on average than others. My favorite of the bunch is hipmunk.com. That's chipmunk without the C. And if you just compare that to the websites that you usually use, whatever your favorite one is, you'll start to see that Hipmunk is extremely competitive, if not consistently better than many of the other websites out there. What I always recommend is having a rule of three. Always run your flight through three search engines and then cherry the one that's best for you. And there's a number of airlines that offer best price guarantees, and Alaska Airlines is one of them, where if you find a lower price on another airline, Alaska Airlines will not only match it, but give you an additional credit of $100 on top of that that you can apply on a future flight with Alaska Airlines.
Wow.
And tremendous value. And something else I like, Alaska Airlines also has a credit card where one of the benefits is a companion pass where you can bring someone with you for an extra $121.
Right.
So I recommend for couples that have two kids, so if the husband and wife each get that, then you can use that companion pass to bring each of your kids. And then you're talking about slashing the cost of your trip by 40% right off the bat using those sorts of tactics.
I knew that they had a matching price guarantee. I didn't realize that they had the credit thing. That's pretty fantastic. One final question. Again, we're talking with Russell Hannon about Breaking the Travel Barrier, his new book, being able to travel, you know, really on a budget and still enjoy it. Now, one of the things that I think a lot of people, when they're going away, they're looking, maybe not, I don't need five-star luxury. I mean, I don't need to stay at the Ritz-Carlton, but I still want to stay someplace that's fairly nice. Are you saying that I can go and stay in a lot of these places, still enjoy kind of a level of not luxury, but at least, you know, cleanliness and comfort in these areas?
Well, the key thing, whether you're a five-star traveler, a backpacker, or anywhere in between, is traveling how you want to for the lowest possible price. So, for example, if you want a five-star hotel, you can go to Priceline, and Priceline has a Priceline rate that really beats everything else out there for hotels to get the best possible Priceline rate. The thing is, they ask you to submit a bid, and if it accepts your bid, it charges your credit card right away, and it's not refundable. So what I recommend is when you submit your bid, like let's say you want to stay in a five-star hotel somewhere, is submit your bid, but instead of using a credit card, use a gift card that has a balance lower than what you're bidding for. And if Priceline accepts it, it'll try to charge the card, and it won't be able to. It'll say insufficient funds. Then you just resubmit your bid lower, and you can tinker around like that to find what is the best possible rate. And then once you find it, then you use your credit card to pay for it.
Wow. Well, see, that's sneaky. I like that. I mean, that works out well. That's good stuff. Russell Hannon, I'm going to have to get the book so that I can take my wife around, and we can go enjoy it. The book is called Breaking the Travel Barrier. Russell, that's great stuff. I appreciate you coming on and telling us about it. We'll send some folks out to your site and see if they can pick up the book, and maybe we'll have you on again to talk about it again here in the near future. I want to talk about cruises is what I want to talk about, too. I've never been on one. So, Russell, thanks for coming on and joining us.
Pleasure's all mine.
As always, great stuff. I hope you were writing stuff down. I got hipmunk.com. I got Priceline. I got the book Local. It's going to be fun stuff. I'm going to be checking it out. Thanks for being part of it. We got more coming up. ABC News is coming up at the top of the hour, but Jamie Monticelli is in the newsroom right now giving us local stuff. It's all up next. The Michael Duke Show continues right after these messages.